Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hitting that play button for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. Now, a couple of things typically happen here on my podcast. I either share a go-in conversation that I'm having with a fabulous person, all in the name of getting their story out there so that you can learn, be inspired by them, and connect with them. Or I take a moment on my podcast to talk over my latest blog posts, which I try to write in the mornings before I get out of bed. I just lay there in bed after having a few thoughts and just kind of type out whatever that thought may be that I think may add value to you, the reader, the listener, the watcher. And it's just typically a real short something. And I thought in order to create more content, I would create a podcast episode based on each one of my blog posts. And so I've been doing that here of late for a good number of days now. I think I missed one day, but I don't even know if you really care about that. And the only reason I say that is because I never know. Like, you may have listened to this a million times and you like, Hedy, I already know this. I've heard you talk about this, or this may be your first time and you're wondering what's going on. So again, those blog posts are written over at HedyColeman.com, and I would love for you to go check it out and maybe subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcast or your favorite place to listen to a podcast. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe there as well. Join my email list. That's the best place I want people to go to because that's my community. That means I will always have that. Facebook shuts down, YouTube shuts down, any of that shuts down, I will still have connections with you through my email. And so go do that. You go to HedyColeman.com, click on motivation. Every Saturday morning, I send out a quote that I hope inspires you, the reader. And it's a quote that inspired me at some point throughout the week. Yes, yes. So today, I just want to talk to you real quick on how to determine a win for your life. Now, a lot of you you all know what it means to go in, but let me go ahead and throw this up here. Go in is defined as continuing, being consistent in doing the right things in order to achieve the wins you want for your life so you can live out your greatest story. So go win. So on the win part, I just was thinking this morning, like, let me say how I define a win and then how I can determine what a win is going to be for me. Like, if I say this is a win, what determines that? Why is that a win? And I just want to share that with you. This might be something that find interesting. So first, let's say this. I define a win as something that you want to accomplish in your life. It could be something that's ongoing or something kind of like you cross the finish line and it's done. Like, it's ongoing, meaning I want a healthy marriage. For me, that is a win in my life. As long as my marriage is healthy, my wife and I are cool in a good place, we're doing what we're supposed to do. And that's ongoing. Or I can say, hey, I want to save $10,000. I reach my $10,000 goal and I'm like, man, that's the win. That's it. I got my $10,000. So it can look either way. A win is essentially a goal. Like, I just really said, hey, I want to change how I identify goals, and I want to call them wins. So win just sounds better, and it goes with go win. Go win, go be consistent in the right thing to achieve whatever that is, that it would be a win for your life so you can live out your greatest story. I think that people who have wins live out greater stories are super more interesting. People who are have a few things that they focus in on that they're after. I think life is much better when you have a win as well. So here are five ways I determine a win for my life. Here are five ways. One, if I accomplish it and it will give me more confidence. So if I look at something, I say, man, I want that to be a win for my life because I feel like that'll help produce confidence in my life. So that's something that I may, that's one way that I determine a win. There are some things that aren't that big of a deal to me, like to set wins that will give me a little bit more swagger is the more important thing. So I want to be able to set wins that will give me more confidence or swagger. Do people still say swagger? I don't know. Do people still say swagger? I don't know. I'm saying it though. Number two, the second thing that I wrote down was, does it impact my family in a good way? I want to accomplish wins that make a real difference in my family's life. So I'll set a win based on that as well. That kind of helps determine if it's going to be a win for me. Number three, the third thing that I wrote down, these are really no particular order. Is it something that I feel lines up with my personal life mission to help others go further in their story? So my life mission is to help people go further, better in their story. How can I come alongside people and do that? So I set wins based on that. Like, I currently have a win to start a go-in circle where I bring eight people in, and every month we meet weekly. Each month, every person gets to talk over a win that they have and they want to make real progress on or achieve in 6 months. So that's kind of my mission. That's what I want to focus on. Number four, will it help me grow in my own story that I'm called to live out, that I'm called to live out? So does this win help me live out my own story? So that'll help determine if I want this as a win for my life. Number five, can it bring me a return? And this return could be financial, a resource, or a relationship, or all three of those. So whenever I look at determining a win, does it bring a return in these particular areas? And there may be, if I thought about it more again, this is just me waking up, having a quick thought. And if I thought about it some more, maybe there's more things that I can determine would be a return for me in that. But for now, those are the first three that I think of. So those are the ways that I determine if something can be a win for me and if I'm going to write it down on my superhero list. If you don't know anything about the superhero list, go to superherolist.com. You can create your own superhero list, which is essentially 3 to 5 wins that you want for your life that will allow for you to live out your greatest story. Now, if you want to read this, you're like, man, Hedy, I couldn't even understand. You were talking too fast. You should have slowed down. I didn't get what you were saying. You can go to HedyColeman.com and you can read it there. You can share it with your friends and family. At the end of the day, I just want to see you have wins in your life, because I believe that when people have wins that they want to accomplish, achieve in their life, they live out a greater story. And that's what I want for you. And so go do it. That's just how I determine my wins. You may do it a different way. A question of the day is, what is a win you're currently pursuing? What is a win that you're currently pursuing? Hey, thank you all for hitting that play button once again for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, go win.